Hello, so today we're talking about Fragile X syndrome, so we're just gonna get right into it. So Fragile X syndrome is the most common cause of inherited intellectual disabilities caused by a mutation of the FMR1 gene on the X chromosome. So because it's an X-linked genetic disorder, it's most commonly seen in males. This mutation inhibits or limits the production of the Fragile X protein, which is mainly responsible for cognitive and reproductive functioning. So we already know that DNA is made up of the nucleotides adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. In a neurotypical individual, the amount of repeated CGG ranges from approximately 6 to 44, whereas Fragile X full mutation occurs when there are greater than 200 repeats, and premutation happens between 50 and 200. This results in no proteins being made from that gene. Some textbook physical presentations of Fragile X syndrome include individuals with long, narrow faces with prominent foreheads and chins, large ears, testicular enlargement in males, macroencephaly, which is characterized by a larger than average head, and hypotonia, which is characterized by low muscle tone. The cognitive signs of an individual with Fragile X syndrome include developmental delays that may cause individuals to take a longer time reaching milestones such as language development, motor skills, etc. Intellectual and learning disabilities are also very prominent signs of an individual with Fragile X syndrome. It's extremely crucial for individuals with Fragile X syndrome to be diagnosed as early as possible so that they're able to live a relatively normal life with the proper resources to enhance their learning and provide support for those challenges, using interventions such as education plans, speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, and many more. I really hope that you learned something today and feel that you know more about Fragile X syndrome.